Heart to Heart with Jackie LeBeau is brought to you by Zunich Advisory Services.
Okay, good morning, everybody, and happy Thanksgiving. I can't believe it's Thanksgiving already, but it's here, and it's coming up really soon. And I love that weather forecast Gil just gave us, so we're getting a little dreary weather right now, but Thanksgiving should be sunny and beautiful, so that'll make the day so nice. So I'm the cook on Thanksgiving, so I got lots of plans, and I'll be picking up my turkey at the farm tomorrow. I love doing that. I get a great turkey. It's free range. It tastes wonderful. I love going to the farm and seeing where it was. It's just fun to do things like that. I didn't do as a kid, but I love doing it now. And so it's going to be fun. I get lots of help. I don't have to make everything, thank goodness. So my sister always makes a filling. My mom makes a pie. Although you heard me say last week, I have a new recipe, and I'm going to try that and let her off the hook. So this year, she's going to just come and enjoy. So anyway, I'm looking forward to it. I hope you all have a wonderful Thanksgiving and enjoy that day with your family. I have to tell you, Thanksgiving is truly one of my favorite holidays because there's just no expectations. It's just so lovely. It's just a family day, lots of good tradition, and I just love it. So before we get started this morning, I want to send out a thank you to Sue and Martha for sharing some information with me. For those of you who have experienced the loss of a loved one, friend, or family member to suicide, this is an opportunity to attend a heartwarming event with others who have definitely felt your pain. There's a remembrance service, an ecumenical interreligious candlelight service that's being held Sunday, December 8th at 6 p.m. at the Sacred Heart Basilica, Kahnawake. That's located at 30 Basilica Drive in Hanover. And light refreshments will be served in the parish hall following the service. So all are welcome. So if that is something that you have experienced, please go and enjoy the service and share with some other people who know exactly what you're going through because they've gone through it too. Okay, so this morning, wonderful. We're going to talk about Thanksgiving and gratitude and spirit at the holidays. And my guest this morning is a fellow medium and friend, Kay Falstrom. And many of you will remember when Kay was with us earlier. She's a certified spiritual advisor by world-renowned medium Lisa Williams, as I am. And that's exactly how Kay and I met. She gives readings to clients worldwide and in her local San Francisco Bay Area. So all of you know that Kay was up calling in here at 5:55 a.m. I told her, ooh, that just hurt to even hear it. So Kay survived a near-death experience that gave her gifts and abilities to help her mediumship clients hear from the loved ones in spirit. So she's had some very traumatic experiences that she can tell us about. She was featured on the World Visionary Summit of 26 of the most respected mediums in November 2012 and has appeared on numerous radio programs and interviews. So welcome back, Kay.
Thank you, Jackie. It's so nice to be back with you and all your listeners. I love this show.
Well, you must, because otherwise you would not be getting up to be on the air at 5:55 your time.
I'm happy to do it. You know, it was a good sign. When I heard the, you know, Juice Newton song had just played, I thought, oh, it's going to be a good day.
Well, it is going to be a good day. I don't care if it's dreary out. We're going to make it a good day.
Yep.
So this is a great week for us to talk because, you know, I know you'll agree with me. Two of the things that spirit gives us the most when we do readings are apologies and thank yous.
Yep.
So, yeah, so this is just perfect to be able to talk today at Thanksgiving. So, Kay, I know I've gotten some wonderful things from spirit. You know, I know I've had them actually thank their family members for, I had one guy thank his wife for burying his ashes at his favorite fishing hole. Yeah, so, I mean, you know, the things that we do for our loved ones, and it's nice to know that they see that. They know that we did those special things for them, and a lot of times they're things that they asked for. So Kay, what kinds of thank yous have you gotten?
Oh, my goodness. I've gotten so many. You know, it's a great theme for this week, Jackie. Thank you. Because, you know, no matter how anyone's feeling, even the listeners, just thinking about a few things you're grateful for can, you know, change your mood. And so that's always wonderful. But, you know, people in spirit who've crossed over there come through in our mediumship readings, and they thank us for, many of them thank us for being there when they were ill and helping them.
Oh, I know. Absolutely. I mean, I've had them too, Kay. I mean, they'll actually thank people for being with them and talking to them even when they were in a coma. I mean, they knew, you know, they can hear that.
Exactly. They can totally hear it. And, you know, they, along with that, not spending time with them, being with them, you know, little things like my mom actually came through a medium I really respect and said, thank you for the pink tulips. And I gave her pink tulips, like, right when she was, you know, sick at the end. And I thought, my goodness, that's important to a spirit person. And it's just, it's like she's chatting with you. They're still there, and they still remember the little things. But being there with them, and people will say, too, in spirit, they'll say to their loved ones that are getting the reading with us, thank you for listening to me.
Yeah.
A simple thing like just listening to me throughout my lifetime about what was going on or being there for me, it's huge.
Yeah. Well, everybody wants to be acknowledged. And sometimes, you know, we take that for granted, particularly like when it's parents or grandparents. You know, we might think about that with a friend, but we don't think about that, you know, just with our parents and grandparents. And it is huge. I know it was huge with my grandmother because when my grandfather died, you know, she was by herself a lot and we were over there with her a lot. And just being with her and just giving her somebody to talk to.
Exactly. It's a big deal. And, you know, spirits thank about all kinds of things. For example, I mean, this week it's so appropriate, but, you know, I did a reading for several of the family members want to come and get a reading. And so I'm kind of doing like three readings in a day with different family members. But they had a brother whose birthday was on Thanksgiving.
Oh, my gosh.
So they talk about, you know, he said, I'll be there on Thanksgiving. I said, but it feels like a special day besides that. And they said, oh, yes, it's his birthday. So a lot of people, too, in spirit will talk about just the holidays, and I'll be there. They'll say, I'll be there. So, like, you don't have to set an extra place setting for me, but
yeah.
I'll be attending.
Well, I think it's so true, and I'm glad that you said that, Kay, because I want people to realize that spirit is there. I mean, they never miss a holiday. I mean, they never miss that gathering of the people that they love. Mm-hmm. And there they are all in one place a lot of times. And even if they're not all gathered, you know, they come to be with you on the holidays.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And, you know, a lot of times people will come through in a reading, people that have crossed over, and they talk about the yummy food and being together and great memories. And I love it because sometimes they'll crack a joke. Like sometimes they'll say, you know, oh, yeah, I was a great cook. And then their daughter will say, oh, she wasn't really.
Yeah, yeah.
Being sarcastic, like, wah, wah, wasn't I a great cook?
I know, and it's so fun. I think that's so cute when that happens, like the person looks at you and they're sort of like covering their mouth and like, well, she really wasn't. It's like, you know, so you think you know that, like, their whole lifetime, it's like, you know, nobody would tell her that she really wasn't that great a cook.
Well, you know, we all do the best we can, and I'm in that category myself, so I'm making pies, not the whole dinner like you, but...
Every little bit helps, and everybody has their specialty. That's what I always tell people. My sister makes the best stuffing in the world.
Ooh,
so that's her thing. And even though I've been going gluten-free, I am not gluten-free on Thanksgiving because I cannot pass up the best stuffing in the world.
Oh, me either. Enjoy it. That sounds really good. Yeah, on the same track, there's all kinds of simple memories. You know, I've had a lot of dads coming through lately in spirit talking about simple memories of, like, trying to, you know, go camping each summer. And one dad was cracking a joke recently, like, it didn't always go how I had planned. So he had it all cooked up in his head how the camping trip would go. And then he'd run into snafus, but the kids never knew it. It was cute that he was talking about that.
Yeah, yeah, because, you know, dads know everything. And, you know, it's, you don't have to admit that it didn't go as planned because they're all having a good time anyway.
So it was really fun. I'm like, he's showing me a big, elaborate camping trip, you know. And
I thought you were going to tell me that he had backup reservations at the Holiday Inn.
No, that'd be me.
I know. I have a friend who says my idea of camping is a Holiday Inn.
That's funny. I love it. Yeah. No, I'm all for it for like two nights. Yeah, but, you know, other times dads will come through and just talk about, you know, not necessarily even camping, but just I had a gentleman come through from your part of the country recently who was an outdoorsman when in his work, and he talked about just simple memories of being with the kids out in nature and hiking and picnics and that kind of thing. And really, a lot of our lives boil down to these lovely, simple memories, and so it's a perfect thing for all of us to think about this week, just, you know, what we're grateful for and the times with others and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Just simple things we enjoy. So that's what they come through with thank yous, and there's all kinds of other funny stories. I'm sure you have a ton of them, Jackie.
Well, I want to talk about some of this cooking stuff because I have to tell you a funny one. Is, you know, I'm thinking about, you know, the menu, uh-huh. you know, and yeah. I'm thinking about all these different things that I was maybe going to try for Thanksgiving. And my grandma came through, and she pretty much set me straight. And she said, no, you have to make candied sweet potatoes, because I was like not going to maybe do that this year because of all the sugar. And she's like, no, you have to make the candied sweet potatoes. And I'm like, okay. So anyway, I'm going to give our phone number here because I'm sure everybody has traditions of things that have been passed down in the family that they're going to make for Thanksgiving. So we'd love to hear from you if you want to share some of those with us. The number is 717-637-0052. Or you can also tell us what you're thankful for this year. So, oh, I have to tell you another one for menu stuff. I had a reading on Saturday, and I was talking to this gal, and she was talking, and her mother came through, and we were talking with her, and she's showing me this thing that she wanted her daughter to make for Thanksgiving. And I couldn't really quite make out what it was. You know, it was these round things. It was in the sauce. And I looked at her, and I said, I don't know. Is it? What is it? And I described it to her, and I said, what is that? And she goes, oh, my gosh. She goes, it's creamed chestnuts.
Mm.
And I have to tell you, I had never heard of that. You know, I've heard of roasted chestnuts. I had never heard of creamed chestnuts.
It sounds good.
Yeah, but that was one of her mother's favorite things. And she always did that for Thanksgiving. And she was telling her daughter, you know, it'd be nice if you would make the creamed chestnuts this year.
How lovely. That's great. Boy, you're getting me on a roll here. I tell you, these memories just, you know, your memory and story sparks another one where I had a dad coming through and he was identifying it was really him because, you know, the people in spirit want to just say, I love you, I miss you, I'm okay. But it's the medium's job, I think, to prove that it's really the person coming through. And so I ask specific questions of spirit, like, tell me something specific, please, that your daughter will understand so she knows it's really you, Dad. And Dad will say, oh, her specialty Italian, you know, like there was a specialty Italian dessert or cookies or something she made. And so that really did it for her. Oh, that's my dad. He loved that when I made it, you know?
Right, exactly. Because, you know, it is. They love hearing all the warm, you know, fuzzy stuff. But it's that key thing that pops that they go, oh, my gosh, I know that's him.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that incredible? Yeah. And, you know, it's so interesting as a medium because I don't know about you, Jackie, but I can feel when they're coming through and connecting. I kind of feel it on my forehead. I feel like it's almost like a laser beam of information coming in because it's really they're impressing their thoughts upon us. I know that sounds weird, but that's how it works, and I can feel it, but yet that client is waiting for that key piece of information. I really need to know that this is really this person. And so the funniest things will get a client to go, oh my gosh, she always said that, that's her, or he always did that, that's really him. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes, you know, I have to, like I had in this reading with this gal, she had a gentleman with her and his partner who had passed on, you know, this gal had helped him a lot start a animal shelter. And she said a phrase that I thought, oh, this is going to sound so cliche, but she said to tell him, I've got your back. And I thought, oh, he's going to think that's just a thing. And I said, well, she's saying, I've got your back. And he started crying. He said, she always told me that. He said when we were going through difficult times, you know, with the shelter and getting things going and keeping things running, he said she'd always say, I got your back.
Isn't that the best? And, you know, I'm getting chills when you say it. It's like I get chills when I hear these stories. And I had a reading recently, too, where it was just right at the end and the person getting the reading was going through a difficult time. And the mom in spirit just said, chin up.
Mm-hmm.
And the daughter just lost it. It was like, oh, my gosh. She always said that. She always said that. Keep your chin up. And she's like, that is my mom. So it's a specific phrase. They come through with their personality. Sometimes we can see what they look like. You know, maybe you're really clairvoyant, Jackie, and you see what they look like all the time. I'm more clairaudient, so I hear most of the information. But, yeah, hearing a key phrase describing their personality, it's huge to the person getting the read.
Yeah, yeah. And you're right, Kay, because I am more clairvoyant. You know, they show me the pictures and I see them, you know, more. And so I can usually describe them. And that's usually key, too. But, you know, those key phrases, that's what hits home. You know, it's that hearing stuff. So it's great. I know.
You know, there's so many other stories about, you know, the thank yous. You say thank yous and apologies. So we can feel the emotion clairsentiently. You know how you feel a gut feeling?
Mm-hmm.
You can feel emotionally what the person in spirit's trying to convey. So, oh, I love you so much, you know. And the apologies, the things that they come through about. But the thank you, since we're on that theme today, I recently heard that one mother said, oh, we had so many hours we spent together, so many joyful hours. And you know, sometimes moms will talk about just sitting down almost like, you know, having a cup of coffee with a daughter and feeling like she's not only my daughter, but she's my good friend.
Yeah, well, that's what it is. It's the little things, you know. It's a lifetime of little things.
There you go. And, you know, sometimes when I say that, you know, being a medium, you really realize it boils down to memories and time spent together. And so that's just perfect for this week. And a lot of people look at you like, really? And it's like, yeah, when you're a medium, you realize over and over again, the people in spirit, they've got their personality, but they've got their memories.
Yeah, and that's what they're
memories
bringing through.
Of a lifetime with all of us. Yep.
Yeah. Well, Kay, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back with lots of good, thankful things.
Great.
Heart to Heart is being brought to you by Zunich Advisory Services.
Luann.
Jackie LeBeau with Heart to Heart, brought to you by Zunich Advisory Services, coming up.
Okay, we're back and we're talking about, of course, Thanksgiving today and things that we're thankful for and the holiday and how Spirit is with us on the holidays. So I think we do have, I'm going to remind everybody, the number here is 717-637-0052. And I invite you to call in with your holiday tradition for Thanksgiving or something that you're thankful for, okay? All right, and Gil, I think we have a caller. So let's say hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Who's calling?
This is Roxanne.
Hi, Roxanne. So are you calling with something that you're thankful for this Thanksgiving?
Yes, I'm thankful for my, I can take care of my grandkids because they, their parents had lost them. They got taken away from them, so I'm just thankful I can be there for them.
Oh, wonderful. So you can give them that Thanksgiving dinner and that Thanksgiving holiday that all kids should have a chance to have, right?
Yep.
All right. Thanks so much for calling, Roxanne.
You too.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. So, Kay, we're back. And my guest today, just reminding everybody, is Kay Falstrom. She's a fellow medium and a friend. And we're talking about things that Spirit has come through that they're thankful for and all kinds of stories. How about, Kay?
I love it. And it's making me feel all warm and fuzzy.
That's what the holidays are all about. It's like if we should have a roaring fire here in the studio because it's so dreary and cold out today.
No, make some hot chocolate.
Oh, I'm liking that.
Yeah. So it's just fun to think about things Spirit comes through and they're thankful for. for their loved ones that are still here. And, you know, it just really can turn your mood around to just jot a few things down that you're grateful for or think about it.
I like that you brought that up because, you know, a lot of times people hear about gratitude journals and they really do work. You know, I remember a time when I was going through some health issues and I had a little gratitude journal and I kept it in my nightstand. And every night before I went to sleep, I would write down at least one thing that I was grateful for that day, and it really does put you in a whole different mindset.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it can be short and sweet like that. Like, you know, I've heard people that try to just come up with one, or one in the morning and one in the evening, or you can try to do, you know, two or three, but just, hey, if it's one, that's great.
Yeah, because, you know, it doesn't matter how bad things are going for you at the time, you know. There's always something you can be grateful for, you know, and it does turn things around.
Exactly. It's wonderful. Yep.
Yeah. So what other stories did you have, Kay?
Well, I can remember one where in a reading, you know, and we're talking about readings where we bring through for our client, someone like one of your listeners, we bring through someone who's passed away or crossed over, who's in spirit. And I remember this mother was coming through cracking a joke that, she showed herself looking just like the old-time actress Jessica Tandy, who was in a movie called Driving Miss Daisy and many other movies. And she came through looking just exactly like Jessica Tandy. And I said, why is your grandma looking exactly like Jessica Tandy? And the client laughed and said, oh, you know, she must be thanking us for all the rides we gave her around town, like Driving Miss Daisy. So it was kind of an inside joke that she was always being driven around town like the movie Driving Miss Daisy with Jessica Tandy. So Spirit definitely has a sense of humor, but she was also thanking them for all those rides around to the doctor's appointments and to the library and all over, you know?
Yeah, and it's interesting, though, how Spirit comes through. I always tell people they come through with pictures like that. Like, okay, it's like little clues, little things. So she showed you Jessica Tandy to sort of tell them what she's talking about was thanking them for driving her around. So sometimes they don't just say, thank you for driving me around. That's what comes through to us. So it's always an interpretation thing.
I know. It's really fun. And, you know, it actually created a lot of laughter and people sharing that story with each other after the reading. And so readings can create like a, you know, you throw a pebble in a pond and there's ripples of water of concentric circles kind of rippling out, and there's healing and laughter in readings. People feel a lot of joy and relief. They just want to know that their loved one's okay over there, and they sure come through and let us know that they're okay, don't they, Jackie?
Oh, my gosh, absolutely is the first thing they say. And sometimes they just come through, and you know that somebody's really been concerned about that if they come through and the first thing they say is, I'm okay, everything's fine, everything's wonderful here.
Exactly. Yeah, it gives people a lot of relief. And, you know, I ask people if they have any questions at the end or questions for the person in spirit, and they'll often just say, I just wanted to know that they were okay.
Yeah, yeah, it's so simple. You know, it's like that's just what we want to know, and we always want to know that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you just want to make sure. And it's so interesting to me, too, like when you are reading for somebody and somebody comes through who had absolutely no fear of death, you know, and they come through and say, I've told you all along, you know, it's like, I'm just telling you again, I was right.
That's funny. And then there's the other half where they come through and they say, wow, I never believed in this when I was alive, but boy,
yeah,
true.
Yeah. It's like, it's such a mind-boggling thing for them. It's like they had no clue, or, you know, they just didn't think it could be that wonderful.
Exactly. So it really is possible to be able to hear from your loved ones in spirit. And so, you know, it's a lot of fun to be able to do that. It's very satisfying to be able to serve spirit and the people like your listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to let some of our listeners know, too, because I also do the animal communication. We have a lot of animal guests on. And I wanted to tell them that goes for the animals, too. When I contact them and they are on the other side, one of the first things they do is they thank their mommy and daddy for helping them transition, particularly if they were an animal who had to be put down because of illness, you know, and they're basically saying, thank you for doing that, for helping me with that, for releasing me from that old, sick, or injured body. It's like they're ready to move on. And for animals, it's so much easier to transition. You know, they just, they know they're going to a new body and they're like ready to go. And, you know, sometimes they just need that little bit of help from us to let go of this life.
That's a lovely, lovely message. I'm really glad you said that. And I've been inundated lately. I practice with a group of other mediums on Monday evenings. It's called a development circle where we actually take our skills to the next level. And I've been receiving tons of messages from pets that I've had throughout my life. And so it's been a theme for me, and it's so nice to hear from them, isn't it? It just gives you,
makes
you feel so good. Everybody loves their pets so much. Sometimes in a reading, you know, they're listening to their loved one and whatnot, and then the pet comes through, and boy, people really burst into tears. They're so happy to hear from their dog or their cat that comes through.
I know. Well, it's that unconditional love that we get from our animals, and sometimes that hits a nerve, you know, that sometimes we put up those defenses, and, you know, with other people, you know, even our loved ones when we pass. But when it's your loving pet, you know, it just sort of breaks through, and all your emotions come out, and you're able to release that.
It's great, and it's really healing for people, and it feels so good to know that their loved ones, their pets are still there as well. And I had to laugh because I was bringing through the name of the dog in the reading. The dog was telling me its name, and the client sitting on the couch here was just like, that can't be possible. How can the dog say his own name? And I'm like, it's thought to thought. And so another thing for people listening, it's really helpful to know that the pets can communicate. Obviously, you know this inside out, Jackie, but if someone spoke a different language, if it's a pet, they can still communicate through a medium what they're thinking and how they're feeling.
Oh, yeah, because as an animal communicator, you know, I get that in the living, you know, with pets. So it's really, it's called telepathy. And it is exactly what you said, Kay. It's just thought transference, thought to thought. And for animals, a lot of times it's pictures. So I think that's always helped me with my skills as a clairvoyant, because animals talk in pictures. And that's how we talk best with our animals, too, because every time we say a word like red ball, you know, in our mind pops up a red ball. So, you know, they're seeing the picture of the word we just said because we're seeing it, too.
Great. And, you know, it makes so much sense that they use pictures to get across all these different things, because that old phrase, a picture paints a thousand.
Oh, yeah.
You can get so much information from an image, and that's how they get across a lot of information without having to describe the whole thing. Right?
Yeah, a lot of information quickly.
Exactly. Yeah, it works just wonderfully. Yeah.
Very quickly.
All the great work you do, Jackie.
Oh, thanks, Kay. It's always rewarding, and I have to say that's one of the things I'm most thankful for this year. I've had an incredible year with my mediumship and my animal communication, and just wonderful opportunities. I've met so many wonderful people as I've worked this year, and you know, I've had opportunities, two radio shows. I was at the Pula Performing Arts Center, and just it's just been such a growing year for me, and I'm so thankful to Spirit and for all the people here who have helped move things along and help me help more people.
That's great, and that's what it's really all about. So it's about being of service for me anyway. I mean, after my near-death experience, I really feel like, you know, I'm here to serve Spirit. I'm here to serve your listeners, people that want a reading. And they're all over the world, and they want to contact people. So it's really, really wonderful to be able to be helpful to people. It's like we're a bridge, and we just bring those messages through from the people in Spirit for their loved ones here. And it's a wonderful, it's very wonderful to be a part of that communication bridge.
Yeah, absolutely. It's truly a gift that we have. And you know, and I think it's wonderful, you know, that we can feel so thankful for. And I know a lot of people practice different things, but one of the commitments I made this year is that I give 10%. I think they call it a tithe. In the old days, it was like, you know, you gave to charity, and that's what I do. 10% of everything that I make with readings and animal communication, I give to different charities. And it's been so rewarding for me to be able to share that with so many charities that do such wonderful things for people with illnesses, for shelters. It's just been, it's just made me feel so good. And so I'm thankful to be able to do that.
Yeah, it's great. I try to give away free readings. There's a lot of people that can't, you know, pay for a reading. And so I try to, you know, give them away through Facebook or, you know, different ways. And, you know, giving a free reading to a, you know, a charity so they can raffle it off or do a silent auction. So I'm doing a reading like that next Monday. Someone won that. And, you know, it just feels good to be able to give back. So.
Oh, absolutely, Kay. I know. I'm right there with you. And it's just something that we're able to do. And just like a gift that everybody else has with their different talents, we've been blessed with this. And we get to use it in service, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wonderful.
Yeah.
Great to talk to you.
So all kinds of good things. Okay, what are your plans for Thanksgiving?
Well, I'm going to be with friends. I'm kind of adopted out here in California to very good friends of mine and their family. And so I've been going there for years. And then I try to get back to see my family in the Midwest from time to time as well. So I'll be here locally in California. Thanks for asking. I'm excited about this holiday. It's really great to be in contact with your listeners through this program. And yeah, it's wonderful to talk about the world of spirit because a lot of people, you know, may not even know about this or maybe don't believe in it. And I was right there. I didn't used to believe in this whole thing that we're talking about today. And I had to check it out on my own and kind of prove to myself it was real by hearing different readings from, you know, qualified mediums. And then I thought, oh my gosh, this is real. So if anyone's out there listening saying that can't be possible, I used to be there myself.
Yeah. I know, Kay. I was too. I was like, if you couldn't see it, touch it. You know, I would be the first one to tell you, well, that's just not real. But, yeah. You know, things come through that you just can't explain away.
That's right. There's so much evidence. So in these readings, you know, I mean, you know, someone will say, in addition to, like, the thank yous, there's the flip side of, like you mentioned, the apologies, and someone will come through and talk about, I was persnickety.
Yeah.
The client will go, boy, she was. But, you know, then you can see that after you cross over, you realize, oh, I was a little difficult.
Yeah, you can get that. Well, thank you, Kay. I have to thank you so much. You've been just delightful, and I love all your great stories. And so we're going to wish you a blessed Thanksgiving and eat all the good stuff. As my grandma would say, this is not a time for new stuff. She says, eat all the traditional stuff and don't worry about it.
I love it. Thank you so much for having me on, Jackie. It's just been a delight. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Kay.
All right. Take care.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Happy Thanksgiving.
Heart to Heart with Jackie LeBeau. We'll be back after this.
Here's something everyone needs to think.
Okay. We're back with Heart to Heart. Speaking with spirit and animals, and we had a wonderful show with my good friend Kay Falstrom talking about Thanksgiving. And I love that little commercial we had right before here. So I encourage all of you, as we'll be eating that great Thanksgiving dinner, there are people out there who don't have the food that we have. So that Feed a Friend Marathon, take advantage of that starting December 4th to share some of the good food with other people in our community who need that. So also, I'm going to tell everybody, this is the holiday time of year, the time that we really think of our loved ones. And if you'd like to contact your loved ones on the other side during this holiday season, give me a call. My office number is 717-968-5289. And I'm available for in-person or group readings. And I have offices in Hanover and York. So for more information about my readings, please visit my website at www.jackielebeau.com, JACQUILEBEAU.com. Okay, everybody, that wraps it up for today. Have a happy Thanksgiving, and I'll see you next Tuesday.
Heart to Heart is being brought to you by Zunich Advisory Services. The news is coming up.